Hello, Eagles fans. Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf here at the NovaCare Complex. And we're going to be honest with you, fans. Bo and I are talking about something much more important leading up to these drills, and that is the media field goal kicking competition presented by Santander, of course. That's going to take place after practice.
Sovereign Santander. I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
And Bo is the odds-on favorite to win the competition.
So a lot of pressure. I didn't sleep much last night. Jimmy Kempsey really trying to get into my head by giving me 3-1 odds.
That's really what it is. I think it's just a mental exercise. So
listen, you know, I'm comfortable playing from ahead, but this is going to be a fluky kind of deal. You only get one kick, I think, from each spot. So anything can happen.
So back to the action on the field. We gave you guys over 6 minutes of D-back drills yesterday. We are now going to focus on a little bit of the offense, as that's what everyone wants to see this Thursday night. It's a dress rehearsal against the Pittsburgh Steelers. How will Nick Foles and company, as we see LeSean McCoy back out on the practice field, how will they respond in their last chance to showcase their skills before the regular season opener against the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Oh, Biggie, give me one last chance. Here's Mark Sanchez going to Henry Josie. Should be a good test in the annual Pennsylvania Civil War going up against the Steelers. Looking forward to seeing. Obviously, Nick Foles took a step forward from preseason game number one to preseason game number two, even though we had to really wait until the second quarter to get going. But I think we can say that we like what we've seen from the offense so far. Maybe a little hiccups along the offensive line, a couple turnovers, but overall, as long as everybody's out there, I think we feel pretty good about this offense going into the season.
It's going to be interesting if Riley Cooper is back in action. He's out here practicing today. Jerry Macklin, from what I can tell, looking down the sidelines, he's out here as well. Not sure how much he'll be able to participate in the practice overall, but at least he's out here to start practice. How important do you think it is for Nick to try to get some of that time with the starting receivers before the start of the season?
I think it's important. I don't think it's a make or break thing, but I think Nick would tell you that if he had his druthers, he'd like to have Macklin and Cooper out there in game action so he can work on some different things with them, and maybe with Jordan Matthews as well. But listen, Nick Foles has worked with both guys before in the past, but in this offense, to have them all together, I think that would be ideal.
Certainly that would be important to see. The other player of note through training camp thus far is Zach Ertz, dominating in the preseason games. Had a touchdown against the Patriots. Has been outstanding, whether it was the practices here, whether it was the joint practices up in New England. He has just had a fantastic training camp. And we've been speculating all summer long about what his role is going to be in this offense. And it seems like that there's mixed opinions about how involved he'll be. It looks like he's just been too good on the field to be able to hold him out at any point, but at the same time, there are still so many other weapons in terms of people you have to get the ball to.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we get asked about this, our go-to line is that Zach Ertz is going to be a better football player in 2014 than a fantasy player, just because there are so many weapons in this offense. You never know who's going to be the guy on a given day. Zach Ertz looks like to be a great weapon, especially in the red zone, but he's not going to be on the field much in one tight end sets because Brent Celek is still the guy who's a better blocker and still a very capable player downfield. I think because of Zach Ertz's emergence, we sort of underrate what Brent Celek brings to the offense. And then you've got the guys we already talked about, Riley Cooper, Jeremy Macklin on the outside, Jordan Matthews, this year's second-round pick in the slot, along with Brad Smith or whoever's there. But listen, Zach Ertz is a very talented player. I think he's going to be a very important part of this offense. But in terms of actual production, I'm not sure exactly how much we're going to see. I think we'll see him maybe score more touchdowns than catches, if that's what you're looking for.
I totally agree with the sentiment about Brent Celek as being an underrated weapon. I know he's getting a lot of publicity the last couple of days because of that big hit he took and his knack for, you know, always being able to bounce back up after taking big hits. And he's done that throughout his entire career in Philadelphia. But the route running is still there. Zach Ertz called him the best run-blocking tight end in the entire league. When I had a chance to speak with him yesterday, there's still so many things that Brent Celek can do on the football field. And the rapport that he and Nick Foles seem to have is very, very good. So I don't know why his role would diminish, even though Zach Ertz is a unique talent at the tight end position with his ability to be able to split out wide, to be able to run routes, to stretch the field vertically, and to create those mismatches. But overall, the one thing you see out of Ertz, and maybe you're hearing it more from his interviews, is just how confident he is in his abilities. You know, he had the whole graduation rule issue last year. He wasn't able to get off to a quick start in the 2013 season, but about midway through the year, the proverbial light went on for him, so to speak, and he was able to showcase that playmaking ability, which made him the second round pick.
And talking to him in the locker room and off the field, he does seem very confident heading into this season. I think he saw what it took to be successful in the NFL. He saw how he matched up athletically against guys, and he knows that he is a matchup nightmare, and he's a guy who can really make a lot of plays for this offense.
All right, so that's going to do it for our coverage of the quarterbacks, some offensive drills, talk a little tight ends. Everything here as we get ready for the media field goal kicking competition. For Bo Wolf, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.